Random House Audio presents Lady in Waiting by Susan Meisner. Read for you by Samantha Egger and Donna Rollins. This is Donna Rollins. Jane, Upper West Side, Manhattan. Chapter 1. The mantel clock was exquisite, even though its hands rested in silence at 20 minutes past 2. Carved, near as I could tell, from a single piece of mahogany, its glimmering patina looked warm to the touch. Rosebuds etched into the swirls of wood grain flanked the sides like two bronzed bridal bouquets. The clock's top was rounded and smooth, like the draped head of a Madonna. I ran my palm across the polished surface, and it was like touching warm water. Legend was, this clock originally belonged to the young wife of a Southampton doctor, and it stopped keeping time in 1912, the very moment the Titanic sank and its owner became a widow. The grieving woman's only consolation was the clock's apparent prescience of her husband's horrible fate, and its kinship with the pain that left her inert in sorrow. She never remarried, and she never had the clock fixed. I bought it sight unseen from my great-aunt's antique store, like so many of the items I'd found for the display cases. In the year and a half I'd been in charge of the inventory, the best pieces had come from the obscure estate sales that my British friend Emma Downing came upon while tooling around the southeast of England looking for oddities for her costume shop. She found the clock at an estate sale in Felixstowe, and the auctioneer...